You, my friend, are so not the usual leader. And neither am I. We don't think outside the box. Hell, we blow the box up. Welcome to People First, Profits Second, a podcast about leadership excellence for rebels and badass leaders. I'm your host, Charlene Norman. You are now tuned in to provocative and unfiltered wisdom, the likes of which you've probably not yet heard in the mainstream. Everything you will hear, I promise, works. Even the swearing. Yep. You want to make more of an impact, right? Give me your ears and an open mind. I will give you stories, evidence, and proof. So come on in. Let's get started. Hello, badass leaders and rebels. I have a very powerful concept I want to share today. Power. We all love it, and the truth is we have way less than our team members think we have, right? I mean, if you work for someone else, your boss has more power than you. If you work for yourself, your customer, maybe your bank manager has way more power than you. So what exactly do I mean when I talk power? I want to share something I personally had never thought about, and I bet you likely haven't either. You know the famous Mayo Clinic, the number one medical center in the U.S.? It's based in Minnesota. Well, not very long ago, the good doctors there, they issued a statement that caused me to catch my breath. The statement went something like this. The person who is most important to your health and well-being, way more than your family doctor, is the person you report to. Oh my God. If you have a boss, that means your boss is incredibly vital to your health and well-being. Or if you're self-employed, that means the person in the mirror, or your customer, or maybe your bank manager. And if you have a team, that means you are the most important component to your team's health and well-being. Oh my God, what a concept. The person who is most important to our health and well-being, way more than our family doctors, is the person we report to. Well, let's dig a bit deeper on that. Let's look at the so-called daily grind of real work with real people. No matter what kind of work or position of work we do, we humans spend 8 to 10 hours a day working 5 or 6 days a week, on average, with a bunch of people who often, but not always, are serious, judgmental, and very often competitive. And we can all have a list of 20 things that we need to get done, and we can do 19 out of 20 perfectly. We can screw one thing up and then get dumped on from all sides for that one thing. In fact, we very rarely hear about the 19 things we did right because, well, that's what we get paid for. And oftentimes, when we come up with new ideas, we are told varying things from no, to you're too young, to you're too old, you're too something. I'm the boss, it's outside your pay grade, get to work, or my favorite, we've already tried it, it just doesn't work, go back to your cubicle. Now, we do this as adults, 8 to 10 hours a day. 5 or 6 days a week. Add to that a boss who never tells you you're doing well on the 95% of your job that you excel at, but instead hounds you on the 5% you mess up and then treats you like a mushroom most days. That is pretty much the reality for a lot of us. And we do this 40 to 50 weeks a year for up to 40 years of our life. Let me ask you, does that seem like an environment that humans would naturally gravitate to? And if we're honest, we have all experienced at least one boss from hell ourselves. We know exactly what this is like. It's major stress. It's unhappiness. Maybe it's ulcers. Maybe it's migraines. Maybe there are strange ailments in parts of the body. Maybe that's why we like having drinks. Maybe that's why some people like drugs. Maybe that's why people like to escape. I know I sure as hell did not like that kind of environment, because for me, that kind of environment did not allow me to speak my mind, did not allow me to contribute, did not give me any credit or incentive, or even allow me to participate in decisions that impacted my job. So, if I was going to summarize it, I would call that a toxic environment, and I bet you agree with me. And anyone who supports such an environment deserves the results that they get. I mean, what kind of results would they get? Well, the awful fact is exactly what we have seen over the last 40 years and exactly what we see in too many parts of the country today. Because the truth is, there hasn't been a whole hell of a lot of change. 88% of our employees don't think their employers care about them. 75% of our employees are disengaged. Plus, we have a healthcare crisis. Why do I say that? Because 74% of all illnesses are chronic, and a chronic illness is something that occurs for a long time. Something like heart attacks and strokes, cancer, diabetes, and obesity. Did you notice nearly all those chronic illnesses are driven by stress? So in the environment that most of us tolerate at work and have tolerated for freaking 40 years, stress is a man-made disease. And we think that the younger generation of today is dumb because it doesn't want any part of it. Now you can see why I had a conniption when I read the statement issued by the Mayo Clinic. The person who is most important to your health and well-being, way more than your family doctor, is the person you report to. And I bet you know the number one reason all people leave their jobs. People don't leave because of money. That is not the first reason. The first reason is all about the jerk we work for. People leave their jobs because their bosses are not up to snuff. It's a known and well-documented fact. And you and I can swap stories till the cows come home about all the idiots that we have worked for. So let me ask you, fellow rebel and badass leader, since it is your responsibility in our new world, what kind of environment are you creating today? What kind of leader are you really playing? Now, let's be honest. Your people won't likely call you an ass to your face. But if you're still managing by even some of yesterday's toxic standards, they won't have anything nice to say behind your back, believe me. And if you're one of the few, or the many that seem to pop up these days, that simply don't care what people say behind your back, I know you do care about getting the most out of them. Today, the whole issue of rising cost of healthcare, as well as the mental health issues, are on your shoulders. I'm sorry. That, unfortunately, is true. Full stop. The issue of rising costs in healthcare and mental health issues are not on your employees. And unfortunately, Now you don't have the luxury of blaming past generations, because unfortunately, you have the responsibility of fixing things fast. Here's the thing, I have great faith in you. How on earth do we fix things fast? Well, humans are social animals. We need interactions with our fellow humans. And the number one thing we all crave is to be accepted and appreciated. The only way I know how to exercise our power as leaders in the right way is to put the personal back into business. That is, genuinely care and treat all the peeps you deal with like treasured friends. We as leaders have a responsibility to our employees to ensure that they go home with all the physical and mental parts that they brought with them completely intact and undamaged when they arrived to work. I remember years ago when the whole health, safety, and environmental thing became a legislated thing. And I thought it was a great intrusion on our work lives. Just one more freaking policies and procedures thing to follow. More damn compliance issues. So I fluffed it off, just like most everybody else did, as the HS&E person's job or the office manager's job. I never bought into the fact that I could do anything. It wasn't on my shoulders. I was after making money, achieving goals, blah, blah, blah. So it was definitely not in my top 10, not my responsibility, until one day I was chatting with a friend who was complaining about all the executives and business owners who would only do the absolute minimum in safety practices. And the result was accident statistics were not trending any better. She couldn't understand why employers didn't pay for better safety practices. And I jumped up and down about the cost of implementing all the redundant safety measures. And I made a case that businesses only have a certain amount of money they have to prioritize. And frankly, safety didn't make the cut. And she was horrified. She called me on the carpet and said, "How can you be so arrogant and treat your people's body parts as so much lesser than corporate cash flow? Do you really believe an employee should go home with any single part of their body damaged so you can have more cash in the bank? Do you honestly believe it is not your duty to protect that employee while they give you their best?" I gotta admit, I couldn't answer her. She was right. And suddenly, the well-being of my people became more important than just the cash in the bank. One of my guiding principles became everyone is entitled to go home with the same physical body in exactly the same physical format they arrived in. But I have to admit, I never once considered the huge cost of the mental strain most of us employees endured. And that stunned me. And while I did learn how to be a better than average boss and was complimented by my own teams much later on my abilities to foster a decent work environment, today, I don't believe decent is enough. Because here's the thing. When our team members and our colleagues leave work mentally frustrated, they take that frustration out on their families. So it's the throw a rock in the water and watch how big the ripples grow. You can say something crappy to a person during the day, and they will say something crappy to someone else, who will say something crappy to someone else, who will then turn around and say something crappy to someone else, etc., etc. It's no longer about what you said. It's the effect you have had on so many lives. That is what boggled my mind. That is the real impact of the real power we hold as leaders. So my message to you today is you are responsible for the man or woman in your mirror and the man or woman on your team. You have a huge impact on their health and well-being. And that, my friend, is real power. It kind of puts things in perspective, doesn't it? Our first priority as leaders is to create an environment that protects our team's health and well-being. Our first priority is not about maximizing profits and cash flow. Think about that. Because I'm not going to begin the process of outlining how to foster the best environment today. That's not what today's episode is about. I'm just laying out the facts. And you know, just like I do, anything is possible. There are just two things you need: focus and commitment. We made a pact a few weeks ago, you and I. I promised to give you new ideas every week to help you become an awesome leader. This was a big one. You promised to give it your focus and commitment. I believe in you. I know you can make the impact you want. Have a great week. This podcast was brought to you by Bulletproof Consulting. We believe in helping you change your thinking for the better. Imagine the impact you could make with more. Interested in learning how? Look them up at bulletproofconsulting.ca.